Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yanki Carmel. Meseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mati and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
We're starting Yevamos, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara tries to say that the Shaila of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulois is Toloi in Rameir and Elazar Reb Shimon that argue if Mishnameres L'Bi Apsula passels or not. And the Gemara's Madcha, that maybe Rameir only said that Kedushin, that's Kaina passels, but a Chuppah is not Kaina, won't passel. And you could say the opposite also, that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, that said you could eat Truma, that's only by Kedushin, the like Krivi Labia, it does not lead to a beer. Of a Chuppah, the Krivi Labia, Hachanami the Pasla, Chuppah, we treat it as if it's Ken a haschalas bia, and you cannot eat truma. The Gemara goes on to say that the machlaikis of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais is taloi in the machlaikis of the Tanakama and Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach of Yechon and Breaker. Tanakama said that nisu zu vizu ksheres upsulais aisha nichsen su the chuppah v'leinivalu aichlois mishaloi v'aichlois betruma. We have a clear brisa that the Tanakama holds that a chuppah of a psulais could eat truma, a chuppah without a beer eats truma, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach of Yechon and Breaker argues and says you can't eat truma. So we found a brisa that our machloikis, our shaila of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais is actually a machloikis tanoim. The Gemara's madcha that Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach of Yechon and Breaker might not be a raya to the shaila of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais, because maybe he holds like Rameir that every kedushin which is mishnameres l'bi apsula doesn't eat. And since the machlekes Rav and Shmuel wasn't Talin Rameir, Rav is saying that the kuli alma yesh chuppah l'psulois, and Shmuel is saying that the kuli alma ain't chuppah l'psulois. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach of Yechon and Breaker wouldn't be a raya. Maybe he only said it according to Rameir. Now there's a very important Karanaira who proves that the Gemara does not mean like we just said, because he has two big questions. One question is, how is Rav going to learn this brisa? Rav said Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais according to everybody. In this brisa, the Tanakama who lets you eat Truma by a case of Chuppah of Loi Nevala clearly holds Ein Chuppah L'Psulais. And even Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach of Yechon and Breaker, who seemingly holds that Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais, but the Gemara said that he only said it according to Rameir. But in reality, he might hold Ein Chuppah L'Psulais. So Rav is for sure not like the Tanakama, and even Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach of Yechon and Breaker might not be on his team. So how is Rav going to learn the brisa? But furthermore, there's a much stronger question, and that is the Rambam. We said over yesterday that the Rambam holds that any time you have a chuppah, even without a beer, you're a becheskas nivola. So the Karanaira asked it like this. Shmuel said before, Ein Chuppah L'Psulais. So the Rambam would understand that. The Rambam would tell you, if you have a chuppah without a kedushin, such a chuppah does not create a becheskas shenivola. Therefore, we do not consider her like a chalala, and she could eat truma. But in this brisa, the pashtus, until we see otherwise, anytime it says nistu, it means a regular nistu and after a kedushin. And if you have a kedushin, and then you do a nesuin, then you obviously have the Rambam's halacha that you're beches kasha nivola. If you're beches kasha nivola, how could the Tanakam over here say that you're eichleis mishaloi v'eichleis betruma? If you're beches kasha nivola to a puzzle person, which means we said over that even if there are eidim that you actually didn't do a beer, but the Rabbanan said that an nesuin puzzles as if you did a beer, we treat you like a halala. Since every nesuin brings along with it a bia, therefore nesuin alone we treat like a halala. So how is he going to understand this brisa? Because even if you tell me ein chuppah l'psulais, and that's what the Tanakama holds, that you could eichleis mishaloi va'eichleis betruma because there was no chuppah, but by doing chuppah alone, we consider her as if she was nivola to a apostle, and therefore we treat her like a halala. So why is she eichleis mishaloi v'eichleis betruma? So the Karen Oira says that the Rambam learns the Gemara, and you'll say this for Rav also, to answer his question of how Rav could shtim with these Tanayim. He says the Rambam would learn everyone holds Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. This Braisa is only arguing B'naigeya, the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam is Mechadish, that when you have a Chuppah, we consider you as if you were Nivolah, which is Negeya to Pasol in a case where she's Nis'ar Malah Nis'garsha, because in the Mishnah we said that Nis'ar Malah Min Nis'uin, you're considered a Chalala, and you can't resume eating Truma, but Nis'ar Malah Min Erisin, since you're not a Chalala, there was no beer, because by Erisin, we never assume there's a beer, therefore she could resume eating Truma. On that we have a Machlaikis, in this Braisa, do we consider every Chuppah that we hold Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, and the Chuppah is Chal, do we have a Becheskash and Nivola? Do we consider her as if she was Nivola to Apostle, which would passel her even from returning and resuming to eat Truma after Nis'amel and Nis'gasha? The Tanakhama says, Oichleis Mishaloi v'Oichleis B'Truma, even after the marriage is over, because she never loses her Din Truma by this marriage, because since he holds that a Nesu'in does not make a Becheskash and Nivola, therefore she will never lose her Din Truma that she had originally. Rabbi Ishmael, B'nai Shav, Yechim Rebreikas Mechadish, Chol Shav Yasa Machilasa, Chupa Machilasa, V'chol She Ein Biyasa Machilasa, Ein Chupasa Machilasa. Ishmael is saying that since her Bia would Pasel, therefore her Chupa Pasels, and even a Chupa without a Bia, we treat her like a Chalala, and she cannot resume eating Truma. So when the Gemara says that the Machloikis and the Shaila of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos is Toli and Tanoi, according to the Karen Ira, the Rambam is going to learn that it's not saying that Rav and Shmuel's Machloikis is a Machloikis Tanoim. Rather, the Shaila of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos would be Toli in the following Machloikis, which would have a Nafkamina in a case of Nis'am on Nis'gasha. But maybe everyone holds Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, like Rav. Just when you say Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, we usually mean that because Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, therefore you can't eat Truma. But by Nis'ar Malah Nis'garsha, we never really spoke about that. And that's why we're bringing in the Machlokes Tanoim on Daf Nun Ches. And the Rambam, who paskins that every Chuppah is Becheskash Nivola, he's paskining like a Bishmol B'nai Yishov Yechim Rembreika, and therefore by Nis'ar Malah Nis'garsha, you would not be able to eat Truma. The Gemara goes on to say, V'tana Tuna, we found a Braisa that a Tana holds Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. Because it says in the Braisa, Amen Shalois Atisi, Arusa, Unesua, Shemeres Yava Muknusa. We have an extra word, Amen, in the Parsha. And we darshan that during the Hashkoas Saita, when a lady had a Kini and Estira, and you're being mashka her the May Saita, so during the procedure, your mashpia her, she has to swear that she was not mizana, she was not nitma to the person that she did the kinyan sira with. So the shvuas that she's making, we learn that from the extra word amen, include, she has to say that she was not mizana during her days of being an arusa and a shemeres yavam. The Gemara asks, we have a braisa that an arusa cannot drink mesaita. So what's the case that we're being mashpia her, that she was not mizana bimei arusasa? The Gemara says it has to be talking about that now we did nisuin. That means she had the kini and stira while she was in arusa. They subsequently had nisuin, and he's trying to be mashpia her b'shas nisuin on a kini and stira that she had b'shas erusin. The Gemara asks that we have a drasha v'nika ishmi avoin, that any time the husband did an Aveira, the Hashkoas Meisaita won't work. And since he was Boil her after she already had a Kinyan Stira, he was over an Isser. Therefore, the Hashkoas Meisaita would not work because he is not Menukah Me'avain. He's not clean from doing Aveiras. So the Gemara says it must be. He did a Chuppah, so you're Mekayim the Shem Nesu'in. That means she's not an Arusa, because we said an Arusa can't drink. So it must be you did a Chuppah, and therefore there's a Teres Nesu'in here. But there was no Bia, and therefore he's still Menukah Me'oven. Shema Aminu Yesh Chuppah L'Psulis. So it's a raya that a chuppah without a bia on someone that's possible to you, because you can't be boil her, because at the time of the Nesu'in, she already underwent a Kinyan Stira and she's asked to you. And still, we call this relationship on a Nesu'in, so it's obvious that Yesh Chuppah L'Psulis. Tosfos in the Ramaskul Shmeres Yavam points out, how could you make such a shvua and be mashpia her that she wasn't mezana in her time of being a shemeres yavam? But we have a halacha that kol she'ilu tibol v'loy tiyastu v'loy loy hayumasne ima. Any bia that even if she would have done the bia, she wouldn't be asked to you. You can't be mashpia her during the ashka. So a shemeres yavam is the past is only a chayvi lavim. So at worst, even if she was mezana and she was nibbala to this person that she had a kinyan stira with, but she's still not also labayla. And the whole parasha of Ashkas Meisaita was only said regarding a chash of a bia that would passel to your husband. So Taisva says, we're going according to Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says in Saita, Daf Yudches, that a shemeres yavam shezinsa asura liyavama. A shemeres yavam, even though it's only a chayvi lavim, he has a drasha that it's asur to a yavam as if she was mezana tachas baila, where you have a din tuma which asks you the baal, the boil, the truma. So too a shemeres yavam shezinsa is asur to the yavama because we have a din tuma. That shitas Rav Hamnuna, and that's how our gemara is going. Now, there's a big shaila in Achrayim. If according to Rav Hamnuna, that Tumah Ksiba Karayis applies to a Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa, and we're not treating her like a regular Chayvi Lavim, rather we're treating her like a regular Saita, like a regular Isha that was Mezana Tachas Baila, and therefore you have the Halacha of Tumah Ksiba Karayis, and we're treating her like an Erva. Do we say that since we're treating her like an erva, that the zika to the yavam will fall away? We know that if an erva falls to yibam, there's no zika. That's the entire first parak of Yavamas. So this lady fell to her yavam. She was not an erva, but she subsequently became an erva, because when she's mezana, we treat her like an erva, tumak siba karayas. Even though it's only a chayvi lavim, we give her a dintuma, she's usher to the yavama, because we're treating her like an erva. But if so, the halacha should be that there's no zika anymore. And Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shuvas Reish Vav brings down from Chacham Echad that says Einachanami, according to Rav Hamnuna, since we know that tumak siba karayis and we're treating her like a saita, therefore the zika falls away. Rabbi Chaim Eiser in Achiezer Simon Aleph of Katan Yud asks a tremendous question on the Shita Sahreinim. He asks, if you'll tell me that every Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa, with her Znus, she becomes a Saita, which we treat like an Erva, and it will knock away a Zika, then it will turn out that the Yavam is not related at all to this Isha anymore. His whole schus to be mashpia her is because there's a zika to him. Since she's connected to him, he's b'makim the baal, therefore he could be mashpia her. But if you're telling me that on the tzad that she did znus, she's not connected to the baal, she's not connected to the yavam, the zika falls away, so then there's no makim for hashka. Hashka is always a husband has a schus and a parasha in the Torah to be mashke his wife and be mashpia her that she wasn't mezana. But if your entire connection to her is all based on a zika, and on the tzad that she was mezana, you're not connected anymore, then how could you go today and give her mei saita and be mashpia her? Because what do you be mashpia her? You mashpia her that she wasn't mezana. If she was mezana, then there's no zika, there's no connection to you. So how could there be kveger agree with the Chacham Echad? How could they say that a Shemeres Yom Shezinsa does not have a Zika if in our Gemara you see that a Yavam could be mashke and be mashpia, a Shemeres Yavam, it's clear that even if she's mezana, and even if we say, like Rav Hamnuna, that Tumah Ksiba Karayis, there's still going to be a Zika and a connection to the husband, and she'll still need a Chalitza. Rav Chaim Eizer answers that since the Gemara Lamaskana says that we're talking about a Gilgal, the entire Shvua is really a Gilgal Shvua. That means he's being mashka her after he already married her. And when he already married her, he's being mashka her that she was not mezana tachas his marriage. Nor does the halacha that he could be megalgal and roll in another shvuah, and while he's being mashpia her that she wasn't mezana tachas his marriage, he's also going to be mashpia her that she was not mezana during her stint of being a shemeres yavam. The Chaim Eizer says that since the koyach of the hashpa is based on his marriage of today, and his whole koyach of being mashpia her on her teras shemeres yavam is all with a gilgal shua, that is no problem that we're going to say that if she was mezana, then he's not connected. The only time we had a problem that you don't have a koyach to be mashpia somebody if on the tzad that you're mezana, you're not related to this person, that's only if the shvua is directly on that znus. That means you have no koyach to be mashpia someone on a znus that will take away your koyach to be mashpia her. But by a gilgul shvua, that your real koyach to be mashpia her is because you're married. And therefore, since you're married today, because you were koinus this yavama, and now you're a regular husband and wife, therefore you have a koyach to be mashpia her. So all you want to do is add on and stick in another shvua, even if that shvua on the tzad that she actually did this nus, you wouldn't be connected, but there's not going to be any problem with the shvua since that's not the koyach that this hashpa is using to make the shvua. That means you're not using the fact that you have a zika to be mashpia her. Rather, you're just adding on a shvua about her stint as a Shemeres Yavam, and therefore there's no problem that if it's true, there won't be any Zika, since that's not the koyach you're using for this hashpa. Now, there's a beautiful letter from Aaron Cutler to Reb Chaim Eizer, b'negeya this chiddush that Reb Chaim Eizer just said. It's printed in the back of Mishnas Reb Aaron on Yevamos, the Meluim to Siman Tes and Sefkatan Hay. Reb Aaron says that it's not enough of a teretz to say that since we're dealing with the Gilgal Shvua, therefore, we're not worried with the fact that with her znus, she'll end up knocking off the Zika, because we're talking about a Gilgal. Reb Aaron asks that the Gemara only came to the conclusion that we're talking about a Gilgal Shvua because they had side questions. The Gemara says on the bottom of the Nches Amun Aleph, it must be talking about that a Yibam was done. Now there are two pshat min Rashi. Either we're going that a Shemeres Yavam is not a Bas Mishti, she's not able to drink because you need Tachas Ishef, or the Gemara was bothered that there's a halacha that the Shchivas Baal has to precede the Shchivas Baal. And any time that a Yavam is being Mashpia or Shemeres Yavam, it's going to turn out that it's Kadma Shchivas Boya Lubal. Therefore, it must be that he was Kanaser before the Kinyan Stira. But clearly in the Gemara, that if not for those side problems, they would have no problem with a Yavam being Mashke and Mashpia or Shemeres Yavam. They only because of these side problems, we had to say that he did Yibam, and we're talking about a Gilgal Shvua. But if Reb Chaim Eizer is right, that the only answer to this question, that how could it be that you could be mashke somebody if on the tzad that you did nus, there's no Zika, if the only answer is that there's a Gilgal Shvua, so why was the Gemara and the Havmina able to understand the Braisa that we're talking about a Shemeres Yavam Kipshutai? So Reb Aaron comes out, not like Reb Kiva Eger and the Chacham Echad. Rather, according to Rav Hamnuna, every Shemeres Yavam Shezintza, even though she's considered a Saita and she has a Teiras Tumah to be Aser to the Yavam, but that would not be enough to knock off the Zika, since when she fell, she was not an Erva, even though she's now becoming a Tumah Ksiva Karayis, that would not knock off the Zika. Therefore, the Gemara was able to understand that a Yavam could be Mashke and Mashpia or Shemeres Yavam, because on the tzad that she did Znus, she would not lose her Zika. So we have a Machlaikis, Reb Aaron and Reb Chaim Eiser. If we say Reb Kiveger's Halacha, that if someone becomes a Tumah Ksiva Karayis after she already had a Zika, does the Zika fall away? Reb Chaim Eiser said you could learn like Reb Kiveger, and we'll say that our Gemara is just talking about a Gogol, and Reb Aaron argues on Reb Kiveger's Halacha. The Gemara is Mamshech, and they're trying to figure out the case of the Braisa. What's the case that you're being Mashpia, the Isha, that she was not Nivala during her time as an Arusa? The Gemara says it can't be talking about that the Kinui and Stira took place during the time that she was an Arusa and she's still an Arusa, because an Arusa does not drink Meisaita, because it says in the Pasuk, Tachas Ishech. Elamai, we're talking about that the husband and this lady already got married. On that, the Gemara asked, there's a din of Menukami Avain, that he can't be that he was Baal her after the Kinyan Stira. So the Gemara said that we'll have a chuppah without a beer. On that, the Gemara asked, we have a pasuk, Mi Baal de Ishech, that we darshan that the Shchivas Baal has to precede the Shchivas Baal. And if the case of Arusa is one in which the husband was never boil her, then it turns out that the Shchivas Boil was before the Shchivas Baal. Now, there's a big machlokes b'shanim if Yibum needs two Edim l'kiyume. We know that by Davish Erba, besides the regular din that will need Edim as a raya that the Davish Erba took place, there's a special halacha by Erva that you need two Edim to make the Maisa work. For example, if someone gives a Isha Kedushin and no one witnesses it, then it's not a Maisa Kedushin, because there's a Gzeres HaKasav by Davar Sheba Erva that you need two Edim to make the Davar Chal. So Yibam, since it's a marriage, it should be similar to a Kedushin, and it should need two Edim for Kiyume. We should say only if two Edim witnessed the actual Yibam, they witnessed the actual Bia, then it will be a good Kinyan and a good marriage. But if not, it wouldn't work. And the Shita is brought down in the Shilta Gebayrim from the Riyaz, that Enechanami, you need two Edim for a Davar Sheba Erva by Yibam. However, the Tshuvas HaRashba argues, and he says, you do not need two Edim by Yibam. And his lashon is that even though it's a Davar Sheba Erva, but Isha Hiknu Lahem Min HaShemayim, since you're not going with your das and making this Kinyan happen, like we see that there's halacha by Yibam that we don't need the das of the Bayal, and even Ba'inis, even B'Shaygeg, the Kinyan is Chal, obviously it's not him that's producing the Kinyan, rather any Yavam that's Bayal or Yavama, even without his das, Isha Hikna Lam Rashamayim, the Torah says that this is a Kinyan, so the halacha of Davar Sheba Erva needing Shnayim does not apply. The halacha of Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachas Shnayim was only said when a person is creating a Chalos Kedushin or Gerushin, but here that Isha Hikna Lam Rashamayim, you will not need two Edim. There's also a different shot in the Achrayim why Yibam wouldn't need Edim L'Kiyume, and that is because even before the Maisi Yibam, we know there's a din of Zika. There's a connection that the Torah made between every Yavama and Yavam. And therefore, she's Aser Lashuk. There's an Issa Yavama Lashuk because she's connected to the Yavam. So since there's already a connection before the Yibam, so the Yibam is not considered a Davar Sheba Erva to be Matrik Shnayim. When do we say Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim? When you're creating a new relationship, when you're creating an erva, or by gerushin, you're taking away a relationship, an erva dikah relationship.
But over here, that all you're doing by Yibum is consummating the kinyan that's already there. There's already a zika, and you're just finishing it off. So the halacha of Davar Shebe'eva would not apply. So b'kitzer, we have a machlekes b'shoinim, if the halacha of Ein Davar Shebe'eva Pachas Mishnayim applies to Yibum. Now, our Gemara, on bottom of Ninches Amar Aleph, says that just like we have to make an akimta that the case of Arusa is that he was Baal Leo Arusa B'Beis Ophiyo, to get out of the question that it's Kadma Shkivas Baal Lepal. Therefore, the only eights of the Gemara could come up with was to say that he was Baal Her before the actual marriage, and he was Baal Her Ba'oida B'Beis Ophiyo. The Gemara said, you'll need the same answer for Shemeres Yavam, because by Shemeres Yavam, according to the first round of Rashi, it's also hard to understand that the Shkivas Boil was Kadma L'Shkivas Baal. The only answer is going to have to be that the Yavam was Baal Leho B'Beis Chameha. Before the actual Yibum, he was already Baal Leho. That's the only answer of how you'll have a case that it was Kadma L'Shkivas Baal Boil. On that, the Gemara asked that that's not cool to Shemeres Yavam. Shemeres Yavam Karislai, Ishtei Malisahi. It's his total wife. Since we know the halacha is that even if you're not trying to do Yibum, the Yibum is Chal, therefore how could you call it a Shemeres Yavam? Now, when the Ramah in Simen Kuf Samach Vav, Sif Beis, brings down the Shitas Rishonim that Yibum needs Edim, the Gaon asks from our Gemara, the Gaon says Yibum does not need two. We do not say the halacha of Ein Davar Shebe'eva Pachas Mishnayim by Yibum. Because all we needed in our Gemara was a case that the Yavam should be Boyel before the Znus. On that, the Gemara says, if the Yavam was Boyel, it's for sure a Yibum. So the Gaon asks, if the halacha is that Yibum needs two Edim, why don't we say that we're talking about a case that you did a Yibum without Edim? And any Bia without Edim, you're not kaina, because ain't davar shebe'eva pachas mishnayim. So we have a great case of a kadma shchivas baal lebayil, when he was baal her without edim, and you'll still be called the shemeres yavam. Why does the Gemara say that any bia that he does to enable us to call this case a kadma shchivas baal lebayil would automatically make her an ishtei malisa? It's not true. You could have yibum without edim. Be'emes, the Truvas Arashba that we mentioned earlier, does bring this raya also, that from our Gemara is a clear raya that Yibum does not need Edom. However, Rekiv Eger and the Nadi Behuda, they're brought down in the Pesachei Tshuva and Siman Kuf Samach Vav, they say a very simple answer. They say that we are trying to be Mashke Asaita. And on that we say that we need to know that it was Kadma Shchivas Baal Lebayel. If there are no Edim, then Bezdin and the Kehanim won't know that it's Kadma Shchivas Baal Boil. They'll think, which is the Pashtas, that if you have a Yavam and a Shemeres Yavam, they were never Boil, so you can't give her Meisaita because it's Kadma Shchivas Baal Boil. What are you going to say? No, he was Boil before. If he was Boil, he's not a Shemeres Yavam. So what did the Gaon and the Truvas Arashba want? That will say he was Boil without Edim. If he's Baal without Edim, we're not going to give her to drink, because we don't know that he was Baal. The second that there's no Edim, we don't know. And the second that there are Edim, then it's not a Shemeres Yavam. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, the Gemara is asking me, Kayach Mamanushach. Mamanushach. If there are no Edim, and therefore you have a good case of Kadma, Shchivas Baal, and Baal, and you're still called a Shemeres Yavam, but we can't give her to drink, because we don't know. Elamai, there are Edim. If there are Edim, Shemeres Yavam, Karaslay, Ishtay Maliasi. The Pesachei Tshuva, Siman Kuf Samach Vav Oisvav, brings down this teret from the Achrenim, and he asks that they still didn't really answer the question, because there's a halacha in Ibn Ezer Siman Mem Beis, that for Davar Shebe'erva, it's not enough that two Edim saw the Maisa happen. Rather, there's a halacha that the people doing the Maisa have to know that there are Edim watching them. And if the Edim are in a window nearby, and they see the Maisa happening, and the people doing the Maisa did not know that there are Edim watching them, you are not Mekayim the Halacha of Ein Davar Shebe'eva Pachas Mishnayim. So the Pesachei Tshuva says that it's still Shver. Watch Rekve Eger. and the Nazir Yehuda answering that if there are no Edim, then nobody will know. And if there are Edim, then it's Ishtim Al Yisrahi. So the Piskei Tshuva says, I have a great case. There are two Edim watching, but the people that are doing the action don't know that anyone's watching. So in regard to being Mashkeher Mei Saita, we have two Edim that say that we saw the Yavam being boil her before the Kinyan Stira. Therefore, it's Kadma Shkivas Baal Abayal. But in regard to calling her a Shemeres Yavam, since the two people that did the Yibum did not see anyone watching them, and since there's the halacha that by Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachis Mishnayim, we need the people doing the act to know they're being watched, therefore, it's not considered a Yibum Al Yisa, and we have a right to call you a Shemeres Yavam. So the price is perfect. A Shemeres Yavam that had a Kod Meshkivas Baal Abayo could drink Meisaita. That would be talking about a case where they did the Maisa Bia with two Edim watching them, but they didn't know they're being watched. The Piskei Tshuva goes on to say that this question is not so simple, because there's a big machlokes how to understand this halacha. The Rashba and the Rivash brought down in the Beis Yosef and Siman Mem Beis, they say that there's no special halacha by Davar Sheba'erva that the people doing the Maisa have to know they're being watched. The entire din is nothing more than we have to make a situation where they can't say they're joking. And if they didn't know they're being watched, they could always say, Meshatani Bach, I was just making a joke. I never meant to make a Kedushin. So therefore, we make a halacha that the people doing the Maisa have to know they're being watched, and then they lose their right to say we were joking. Since they knew they're being watched, obviously they have the proper kavana. But anytime they're not being watched, then they're able to get out of it and say, we never meant it. If that would be the reasoning, the Piskei Tshuva says, then there's nothing shver in our sugya. Because by Yibum, the halacha is that we don't need das. And even if you're joking, the kinyan would be chal. Only by kedushin or gerushin, where we need you to have das, then we'll say that if there's no Edom watching, or at least you didn't know that Edom are watching, then you could say you never meant it. But by Yibum, that we don't need your das, and you have no taina to say that you never meant it, because even if you never meant it, it would be chal. Therefore, there's no reason why by Yibum we would need the Yavam and Yavama to know they're being watched. So it would not be shver that the Gemara had an easy akimta to say that there were two Edim who saw the Yibum, but the Yavam and Yavama did not know they're being watched, because that would still be a kiyum of Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachis Mishnayim, because by Yibum, you do not have to know you're being watched. So the Gemara was asking a very good question, that Shemeres Yavam Karislei Ishtem Al Yisahi, since there are two Edim, because we're only going to give you a Hashkah if we know you're Baal. So the second there's two Edim, you're automatically Ishtai Kirinabay. You're automatically a full-fledged wife. So what's the case that he was Baal her, and you're still called the Shemeres Yavam? That's the Gemara's question. However, the Piskei Tshuva says, the Marit argues on the Rashba that we just mentioned. The Rashba said the only reason that the Mekadesh and the Mekadeshes have to know they're being watched is to take away the ability to say Meshatani Bach. It's to take away the ability to say that you're joking. But the Marit argues, he's brought down the Beis Shmuel in Siman Mem Beis. He holds the reason why the Mekadesh and the Mekadeshes have to know they're being watched is part of the Gzeres HaKasuv of Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachis Mishnayim. That just like there's a special halacha that for the Maisa Kedushin to be Chal, you need to have two Edim, so too, there's also a halacha that the people doing the Maisa have to know they're being watched. The Ritvan Kedushin Dafim Gimel also says this, and he adds on a little beer. His lashon is, Ditzarech Edus Beguf Hadavar, that the actual Maisa needs Edim. And since the actual Maisa needs the Edim, therefore, we need that the people doing the Maisa have to know the Edim are watching them. That's included in the Gzeres HaKasuv of Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachis Mishnayim. So the Piskei Tshuva says that according to the Rashba, I understand the Gemara. But according to the Marit, which is really a Ritva, so it's very hard to understand the Gemara. because we could say that we're talking about they did a Yibum without anyone watching. Ein Hanami, according to the Rashba, will say that by Yibum, it does not apply the din that the people doing the Maisa have to know they're being watched. That's all when it's possible to say Meshat and Nibach. But by Yibum, that you can't say Meshat and Nibach, you won't need to know that you're being watched. But according to the Marit and the Ritva, that the reason why you have to know you're being watched is exerts the custom of Dav Shabbat Erva, it would apply by Yibum the same way it applies by Kedushin. So back to the question, the Gemara should have a case of Kadma Shchivas Baal Abayol and still Shemaris Yavam Karasbei. And the case would be that two Edom saw them, but they did not know they're being watched. So the Pesach Tshuva says his final answer, and he says a big chiddush. He says, even those Shittos that hold that Yibum is a Davar Sheba'erva, and it needs two, it's not simply because Yibum is a kinyan and a marriage, and therefore you need two Edom. Rather, since the halacha is that a Shemeris Yavam could be Mikabel Kedushin, that every Shemeris Yavam is only a Chayvi Lavim. And we hold that Chayvi Lavim is Tafsi Kedushin. We don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, every Shemeris Yavam is a person that has an ability to be Mekabel Kedushin. With the Yibum, she becomes an Eishes Ish to the degree that she can't be Mekabel Kedushin. So since with this act of Yibum, you're affecting her status of being able to be Mekabel Kedushin, therefore we say the halacha of Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim. In other words, it's not because the Maisa Yibum is a Maisa that needs two Edim like a Kedushin needs two Edim. Rather, we'll say that the Riyaz and the Rishonim that hold, like the Ramah brings down, that Yibum need two Edim, they really agree in theory to the Rashba and the other Sfaras that we mentioned, that Yibum should not need two, because Min HaShemayim Zachullah, or because there's already a Zika and you're just consummating the Zika, so you shouldn't need two. The only reason you need two Edim for Yibum is a side reason, that since you're affecting your status of being able to be Mekabel Kedushin from someone from the Shuk, therefore you need two. So the Pesachei Tshuva goes on to say a beautiful pshat. Rav says in Yavamis, later on in the Masechta, that a Shemeres Yavam cannot be Mekabel Kedushin Meyacher, that even though it's only a Chayvi Lavim, he has Exeris HaKosuv, that a Shemeres Yavam is not Tafas Bakedushin. Therefore, according to Rav, the halacha would be that you would not say Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim. Even the Rishonim that hold that Yibum is a Davar Sheba'erva, that's all because we don't pass it like Rav. But according to Rav, that the halacha is that a Shemeres Yavam can't be Mekabel Kedushin, so you're not really affecting her status of being able to be Mekabel Kedushin with this Yibum. You would not need to mitzad din of Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim. And since the entire point of the Gemara is to explain this braisa according to Rav, that said yesh chupa l'psulois, and according to Rav, we're saying that a Shemeres Yavam, where Tfisa's Kedushin would not work, therefore you do not have the halacha of Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim, therefore you would not need to aid him, therefore the Gemara couldn't say that akimta. The Pesachei Tshuva adds on that even if it wouldn't be Rav, you would be able to say the same pshat. Because Tosfos pointed out that the entire sugya that we're being mashke and mashpia somebody during her time of being a Shemeres Yavam only makes sense according to Rav Hamnuna. Because if you don't hold like Rav Hamnuna, then even if she did znus, she's not asher to her Baal. And any znus that doesn't asher to the Baal, you can't do a hashka on that. So Tosfos said, we're going according to Rav Hamnuna. Rav Nun is the one that said that every Shemeres Yom Shazinso is Tumakrina by Karayas. We treat her like Arayas, which means there's no Tfis Kedushin. So since our entire Sugya is all going with Rav Nuna, so therefore we're going that there's no Tfis Kedushin because she's an Erva. Therefore the Gemara cannot say that we're talking about a case that there were no Edim, and will say that according to the Rishonim that you need Edim, the halacha is that you will not be called Ishtai, rather you'll be called Shemeres Yavam. That wouldn't be a good teretz. Because since we're going according to Rav Hamnuna, and according to Rav Hamnuna, the halacha is that it's not a Davar Sheba'erva, so even the Rishonim that usually say that Yibum needs two because of Davar Sheba'erva, they agree that according to Rav Hamnuna, you would not need two. So to recap what we just did, the Goin and the Tshuvas HaRashba bring a raya from our Gemara that Yibum does not need Edim. Because if Yibum would need Edim, mitzad the halacha of Ein Dav Sheba Erba, Pachas Mishnayim, the Gemara would have an Akimta to learn our Braisa. Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Neid Behuda said that maybe you do need Edim, and the Gemara is asking, Mikayach Mamanashach, that if there are Edim, then you're Ishtai, and if you're no Edim, then how could you be Mashke? The Pesach Tshuva had a question from the halacha that the people doing the Maisa have to know they're being seen. And on that he said that according to the Rajba and the Rivash, it's not Shver, because by Yibum that halacha does not apply, because the entire Yisayt of that halacha is all to take away the Taina of Meshata Anibach, and by Yibum you don't have that. But according to Marit, it would have been Shver. So you have to say the last answer, and that is that the halacha of Ein Dav Sheba Erba, Pachas Mishnayim, does not apply according to Rav and Rav Hamnuna, because the entire halacha of Ein Dav Sheba Erba, Pachas Mishnayim, by Yibum, is all based on the fact that it's affecting her status of being able to be Mekabel Kedushin. But since Rav and Rav Hamnuna hold that you can't be Mekabel Kedushin, therefore the halacha of Ein Dav Sheba Erba, Pachas Mishnayim, would not apply. The Gemara goes on, in the middle of the Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Ki yasa rav in Omar, asa ba maimir b'yavimtoi, divri akol ochla. If one of the brothers of the person that was nifter does a maimer, so, and he's a kayin, she could eat truma, even though there is a zika and a connection to the other brothers, and it's asr to be boil the other brothers once one of the brothers gave maimer, but since it's only nisa derabanan, even Remeir, that usually says that Mishdameris Labi Apsula is Lay Achlan Truma, that's only if you're Mishdameris Labi Apsula Deraisa. But since over here you're only Mishdameris Labi Apsula Derabanan, therefore you would be Achlan. However, Yeshli Achalal, if the brother of the person that did Mimer is a Achalal, so now you're Mishdameris Labi Apsula Deraisa, Divya Achal Ene Achalas, you won't eat Truma. Now Rashi explains, why, when you're zakuk to a chalal, why is halacha that you can't eat truma? Rashi says, because mishdameres will be yasa psula. So since your mishdameres will be a psula, that's why you can't eat truma. The Ritva and the Meiri, they say much simpler reason. They say that a yavam is paisal. Since you have a zika to a yavam, so you have a kinyan to this yavam, and since he's a chalal, so that kinyan alone would be enough to not allow you to eat truma. And the Karanaira actually asks on Rashi, why did Rashi have to say that the reason why, when you have a zika to an achalal, that you can't eat truma, is because mishdameres will be a psula? The Karanaira asks, why don't we just say like the Ritva? Why don't we just say that since there's a zika and a kinyan to the yavam, therefore, since the yavam is a chalal, therefore you can't eat truma? So the Achranim say a very simple thing. Rabbi Aaron says this in Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, Simon Chavav, Ois Gimel, and Rabbi David Pravarsky also says it on our Sugya. They both say that Rashi is going to Shitosai. There's a big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. It's later on, Daf Samach Chavav and Beis. And that is when a Yavam Kayin has a Shemeres Yavam fall to him, could she eat Truma Machmas the Yavam? So the Gemara says that she can't eat Truma. Because the Lashon HaPasuk that a husband could be Michael, his wife Truma, is that Kinyan Kaspoi Krinabe, that if it's considered Kinyan Kaspoi, then she could eat Truma. Since by every Yavam it's not Kinyan Kaspoi, rather Kinyan de Echafu, he's just taking over his brother's Kinyan, therefore he can't be Michael Truma. So Rashi says, in Ksubis and later on of Samach Vavam Beis, that din is a din deraisa, that a yavam does not have enough kayach and enough kinyan to be meichel the yavama in truma. Taisvus argues, Taisvus says, that there's no reason to believe that the zika is less than a regular kedushin. We know that a regular kedushin is meichel deraisa, and a zika is going to be as strong. So obviously, Taisvus says, the Gemara just needs an asmachta. The Rabbanan didn't want that a Yavam should be Michael Yavam and Truma, but Midaraisa, there is enough of a Kinyan to be Michael and Truma. So the Achranim say that just like Rashi holds, that a Yavam does not have enough of a Kinyan to be meichel her in truma, so to the opposite. Let's say she's a bas kohen and she could eat mitzat her own right. But now she fell to a yavam. Will we say that the zika is strong enough to say that she loses her schus truma that she had before? So the achrayim want to say that definitely not. Just like the halacha is that a yavam does not have a strong enough kinyan in her to be meichel her in truma, so too they don't have enough kinyan in her to be paisel her, to make her lose her schus truma that she had before. So therefore Rashi had to make up in our sugya a new reason why when you have zika to an achalol that you lose your schus to eat truma, and that is because your mishtameres will be a psula. The Ritva and the Me'iri that say that the yisod of our sugya, that when you're neifel to an achol, you can't eat truma because of the kinyan of echov, they must learn, like Tosfos on Samach Vav Amud Beis, that the whole din of that gemara, that kinyan the echov, krinabei, and therefore you can't be meichel truma, that's only midrabanan. But midraisa, every yavam has enough of a kinyan to be meichel and truma, so to an our sugya, they have enough of a kinyan to be paisel and truma. So we're coming out that the machlokes, how to learn the problem of achalol, is really based on how to learn the Gemara on the Samach Vav on the base.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.